Nolte, CBS News plays Italy hospital footage. Again, for report on U.S. coronavirus response. By John Nolte on April 9, 2020. Far-left CBS has been caught broadcasting misleading hospital footage for a second time during the coronavirus pandemic. About 2 weeks ago, on March 22, CBS News used deceptively edited footage the first time. Breitbart News reported then that far-left CBS News was caught red-handed using chaotic footage from an Italian hospital in a story about New York City hospitals. It was an editing mistake. We took immediate steps to remove it from all platforms and shows, CBS News explained unconvincingly at the time. The establishment media's coronavirus agenda is as sociopathic as it is obvious, up the death count. Why else would the media be actively looking to discourage those suffering from the Chinese virus from taking perfectly safe, as long as it's in consultation with a doctor, anti-malaria drugs? Simply put, the more Americans who die, the more it hurts President Trump's 2020 re-election chances. And one way to mislead the American people into believing the death count is unnecessarily high is to air chaotic hospital footage from Italy, a country with socialized medicine, by the way, and tell us this is an American hospital. In the case of the first CBS fake news broadcast, the Italian footage was used to exaggerate and misrepresent the New York hospital. Over the weekend, CBS News again used this video to mislead its viewers, this time while talking about a Philadelphia hospital. As I mentioned in my earlier piece, the first time CBS intentionally misled its viewers with this footage. Am I the only one who's noticed how these so-called mistakes only ever fall in one direction? Am I saying the media are hoping for death and chaos? Am I saying the media care more about beating Trump in 2020 than they do American lives? You're goddamned right that what's I'm saying. And that's why these mistakes only ever fall one way, in favor of the fake news media's anti-Trump agenda. Has the media ever made a mistake in Trump's favor? No. But you already knew that. Look at the legion of coronavirus lies we have already caught the establishment media spreading, and now we're supposed to believe this was just, oopsies, an editing error. What's more, and let's never forget this, CBS was also caught lying when it spread the fake news that Trump told those suffering from the coronavirus to go to work. After CBS was busted using this footage the first time, CBS said it took immediate steps to remove the clip from all platforms and shows. Well, obviously CBS didn't. But here's the thing. Ask yourself this. Why is CBS News forced to use another country's B-roll to try to fool the American people into believing things are worse than they are? The asking of the question answers the question. Because CBS cannot get its hands on legitimate footage of U.S. hospital chaos. And don't for a minute believe that's due to a lack of trying. But as we have seen over the past few weeks, although things are bad, they are nowhere near as bad as the media hoped. Everyone who has so far needed a ventilator has gotten one. Nearby hospitals have been able to handle any overflow. So our hospitals are not overwhelmed, not even in New York. And coronavirus patients are not stacked one upon the other. But just don't call CBS News the enemy of the people. That would be wrong. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.